Cardiff, this is Kevin.
Hello, is this Bank of Cardiff?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I received your advertisement and about unsecured refi loans, unsecured loan or secure loan.
Mm-hmm.
And these are not cash advances, are they?
Well, we have a cash advance. Well, it's not really a cash advance product. Are you referring to, well, what do you mean by cash advance? Like when they give you money against your future credit cards? Or
those that have flooded the market, that they charge like 30% on the money?
No.
Okay. What's your interest rate?
It depends. Are you buying equipment or are you looking for cash?
No, I'm looking for cash.
Okay. And do you currently have a loan?
No.
Okay. How much are you looking for and what are you going to use the money for?
I'm looking for at least $100,000 and I'm going to use the money for advertisement and payroll and things like that.
Okay. And what would you say your average deposits are in your checking account every month?
They are about 60,000 last time I checked.
60,000 per month?
Yes.
Okay. So
not from credit cards.
That's from credit cards?
No, not from credit cards.
Okay.
I don't accept credit cards.
You don't? Okay. I don't see us being able to approve you for $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
With those kind of deposits, I would say you're probably going to be looking at between $50,000 and $60,000.
Uh-huh. And how does that work? What's your interest rate?
Well, we don't use an APR or an interest rate on these loans because you're going to be making a weekly payment.
Okay.
So we can't amortize it on, say, a monthly basis. So if you were to borrow $50,000 or $60,000. Let's say you borrowed $50,000, you're going to pay back about $60,000 total. So it'll cost you about $10,000 to borrow $50,000.
Okay, and how long would that give me that for $10,000?
How long would it what?
How long would it take to pay back? Do you amortize it over 3 months, 6 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years?
Well, it's not amortized, but the payback term, yeah, will be anywhere from, say, 12 months to 18 months.
Okay, so that $10,000 would cost me, the $50,000 would cost me $10,000 over 18 months, you said?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. So that's about 20% interest rate, if I look at it as an interest rate. And,
well, not really, because if you're looking at it as, if you're comparing it to, say, an annual percentage rate, right, which means how much you're paying per year,
uh-huh.
You're looking at closer to between 7 and 9%, right, because that's what you're paying annually. That's how you get an annual percentage rate or an APR. It's not just dividing a number by a number. You're correct. If you were to just say that 10,000 is 20% of 50, you're absolutely right. But if that was the case, you'd be paying 100% interest on your home mortgage, right? If you look at the annual percentage rate, it would essentially divide that rate by the number of years. So at 18 months, you're shy of 2 years. So I would say, you know, if you were to try to compare the two, you'd be between 7 and 8% annually.
Okay, well, it's 18 months is a year and a half, exactly. So,
I mean, yeah, less than 2 years.
20% of 1 year, then if I divide it in a year and a half, that would be 15%.
Not per year.
Yeah, 15% annually. Because I'm paying $10,000 over 18 months. So
mm-hmm.
That is exactly 15% annually. But what do you need for that?
I would need, I have a form for you to fill out. Uh-huh. I will need 6 months of your business bank account statements, all pages.
Uh-huh.
And have you completed your 15 tax return yet?
No, not the 15.
So I'll need your 14 tax return.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay. And the payments are monthly, right?
No, weekly.
Weekly. Oh, okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Do you want me to send you this information?
No, I'm not interested in weekly or daily payments. The only thing that would work for me is monthly payments.
So here's the thing. You know, I've been doing this for 16 years. That option's not available for you.
Okay. And
banks aren't lending to small businesses very much anymore, especially when you're talking about a cash loan that's unsecured. This is the only product that's out there. And the reason for the weekly payment is it is extremely high risk for anybody to lend somebody cash that's unsecured. There's no collateral, right? So if there's a default, let's say the default is in month 6, we're looking at a $30,000 or $40,000 loss, and we have no collateral to go and get our money back. The reason for the weekly payment is so that we have good communication with our clients. Defaults occur when the communication breaks down between the two parties. We're extremely flexible. The last, pardon me?
By paying it weekly and not monthly, that means that the interest rate is even higher because I won't even have
Ma'am, you're not looking at this fairly. Okay.
Okay. First of all, please do not use that term. Do not
ma'am?
Okay. Yeah, my name is Olga, and you can refer to me by my name, but no, don't ma'am me. Okay?
Okay. You don't have enough money to cover your payroll and advertisement. You're looking to us to help grow your business and cover your payroll. You're looking this as you're trying to nickel and dime and tell us that we're charging too much.
No, I said, this is just a conversation to see if your product fits my needs.
Right.
So I am not forcing you to lend me the money, and you're not forcing me to take it either. This is just a conversation between two intelligent people trying to determine whether I fit for your approval and your loan fits for my needs.
Correct. And I'm giving you some free advice because this is what I do for a living, and I know what's out in the market because I've been doing this for 16 years, and I have probably 60% of my returning customers, they say the same thing when they first look at this. And then they go out and they spend 6 months trying to find the money elsewhere. They lose a bunch of money because they didn't take the money the first time. And they come back and say, you know, you're absolutely right. The lending market is upside down right now. It's a mess. And I've realized that anybody that's willing to give me money, I should take it because I need money for my business. And if I can't invest into marketing and advertisement and it's not going to make me more money than what you're charging me, then I don't need it. If I'm expecting to make more than 20% return on my advertisement, then it makes sense. I can't complain that I'm not making as much as I want because I don't have the money to do so. So even if I'm only making a 5% return, it's better than a 0% return because I didn't take the money.
Okay.
You're right. I'm not pushing this product on you. I'm just letting you know that there's nothing else out there. Otherwise, this product would not be used. If you think that the only people that are taking this product right now are people that are in worse shape than you, you're wrong. I've got customers that are making $65 million a year or bringing in $65 million a year, but unfortunately their expenses are just a little high. And I've been writing $100, $200, and $5 million loans in the last 2 months to businesses that probably could buy your business. So I'm just trying to let you know what the reality is as to what you're looking for and what's really out there. I want a Ferrari, and I want a payment of $250, but guess what? I'll never find it.
Okay, now can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Do you, how about when the customer has overdrafts in the bank statement, how many overdrafts a month do you allow?
It really depends. You know, again, you've got overdrafts in your account, and instead of having that conversation to begin with, you're trying to tell me my rates are too high. How many overdrafts do you have monthly?
I don't remember. That's why I'm asking you. So before I go,
it depends. It's a client to client situation. We need to know why. If it's a seasonal business, it makes more sense. I just wrote a big loan for a childcare facility that's slower during the summer because kids are out of school and parents aren't having their kids in daycare. Every day through the summer. So she's had some overdrafts. But when I look at her bank statement over 12 months instead of 6 months, it shows that this is the slowest time of their year. And they're borrowing the money because come August and September, there's not an issue. If your business isn't seasonal and you're showing that you have overdrafts every month because your expenses are too high for what you're bringing in, and we're just giving you money to cover your standard expenses and to keep you from going overdraft, I'm going to have to justify it. But again, you can't, if people are offering you 30% and you think that's too high, but you're overdrafting your account, I mean, you've got to be reasonable. You've got to understand that somebody like me is giving you money, with a high risk of not being able to get it back. You can't really complain about the rate when you're talking a difference of a couple hundred dollars a month. You're keeping your doors open and you're sleeping better at night.
Okay. Last question. If I send you my bank statements before I send you my personal information, can you, I want to share my personal information and start checking credit and all that if my bank statements don't qualify. So if I send you the bank statements, will you tell me if that would be a problem before I share my information?
How is your personal credit?
My personal credit is good.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm not charging you. You're basically asking me to work for free and saying I don't want to commit. I don't want to give you this. So, I just don't think that's fair. If I'm going to take the time and I'm going to work on this knowing that there's some overdrafts and things like that, I don't get paid to do that part of it. That's kind of part of the process. And some qualify and some don't. But if you're not willing to fill out my form and send it in, I'm not gonna go through that process. Because again, I don't charge an application fee. I don't charge you anything to approve you or not approve you. If you're not willing to give me the same courtesy, it's not really fair. It's not, in my opinion, it's not a way to start a partnership.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.